two companies. AT&T and Rotten. Stay right here because I'm going to need you.
Bank of Cardiff?
Hi, Nicole. This is Carlos Vega. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm returning your call.
Good. Yeah, I didn't have your... Is this your cell phone? Let me see here.
Yeah.
Is it the 787-8445?
Yep. 8445, yep.
Okay, perfect. I called it earlier, and I thought there was a different name on the voicemail.
There's no name. It just says, you know, leave a voicemail. I don't think I have a name.
Okay, it sounded... Okay, I didn't think it was you for some reason, so I didn't leave a message.
Yeah.
So, okay, I got an update from underwriting.
Okay.
And we do have an approval. It would be for one of our entry programs. And this is due to the main guarantor's credit, so Jennifer. So her credit came in at a 583, but we do have some major tax liens that are showing up. I wasn't sure if you had any information on that. There's a tax lien or judgment that's showing for over $175,000. Do you know if that's... I don't have the name in front of me. I just inquired about that because I saw one on the credit report that said
there's
it's
no,
in...
There's no tax lien. There's no tax lien. Yeah.
Did you ever have one? Did you have one prior and maybe it was taken care of?
No. The only thing we've ever had is a personal tax lien for about 30-something thousand, but we're on a monthly payment, and it's down to, like, I talked to the IRS about 2 months ago, and they said, like, maybe another year and a half at the max of payments. But we're current. And I asked them, does that show up on my credit report? And they said no. But that's the only thing that we've had as far as tax lien goes.
Okay.
And now to think about it, they said it's not a tax lien. It's not even it's just a payment program. So a tax lien would require recording with the county, and I'd like to see where it's actually, you know, Jennifer's name and her, maybe, you know, it's somebody else that has a Jennifer Vega, but my wife, no, we've never had a $175,000 lien from me.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get some additional information on that.
Yeah.
So right now, you know, with the credit and everything else, we could do the entry program. The max that we could do now would be $60,200. It would be an 8-month term with the option to refinance in 4 months. And at that point, if everything is, the payments are made on time, everything's in good standing, we can increase the loan amount and extend the term out to, you know, it could be 12 months or 15 months or 18 months. We have a lot longer terms. But for this particular program, we're kind of stuck. And so this is what we'd be willing to do. Do you think that would be helpful at all?
No. No, payments are just too extreme because the only reason we considered it was because Anthony said it would be about 18-month term. So we were like, okay, that's doable. But 8 months, that just doesn't make sense at all, to be honest with you. So,
okay. I mean, it would be half of the amount. So.
Well, it's not the amount. It's not the amount so much as the payment term. We are very clear with Anthony. We don't want a short-term type of thing because it's our money. It's basically we're borrowing our money, you know, from you. It's because we're going to pay it back so fast. It takes 120 days, just so you understand our business, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
It takes 120 days to make the product. So for 120 days, we're paying on money that we're never going to see. Then we got to turn over the inventory, and I told him that's going to take anywhere between 6 to 12 months. So if he does 18 months, it pays itself. It's no problem what the interest rate is. There's no problem. We understand there's a higher tax. We get that. But to
term.
Do it in less than 18 months, it's the term that's going to kill us.
Could you do 12 months, 12 or 15 months?
Well, if we do like that, then I told him, and he has to go back to underwriting and try to, like, for example, smaller payment for the first 120 days because it's not as stressful at us, on us.
Right.
After 120 days, if he wants to double it, I don't care. because yeah. now I have the inventory and I can flip it, and my margins will allow me to, even if I just flip it, meaning I just sell it quick, I'll double my margins. Which is not, I'm gonna quadruple my margins because I buy the product for 15 and I sell it for 60, so I make 45 a pair. So I triple my profit, and I'll do that probably within the first 3 or 4 months. I'll have the loan paid off. And then I told him, we'll come back and we'll do another order and have some history with you guys. Because sure. I don't anticipate this going the 18 months, but right. in the event that it did, it wouldn't stress me out because I know in 12 months I could deplete the inventory.
Yeah, sure. You just want the cushion, I understand. Yeah, can you forward me the payment agreement you have on that other lien, the one that was for $30,000?
Well, they take the IRS. I can show you a picture of them. They withdraw from my account $1,007 every month, and it says IRS tax. You know, it doesn't. There's no lien. And I asked them, how do I go about getting a thing? She goes, when you pay it off, we send you a payoff.
But did they send you something showing the initial agreement that shows the term, what you owe, and what you pay?
I signed something so I could look for it.
Okay.
I could show you something.
Can you? Yeah, I'm going to work on this other approval and see if we can get you something longer. If you can get that to me, that would be helpful so I can just show that to them.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I'm just going to go back and see if we can, you know, find something else that's going to be a better fit for you.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Bye.